Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hey, Ms. Davidson, it's Teddy.
Good morning. I didn't mean to bother you. I'm just getting full of anxiety.
No. I know. And I've been meaning to get back to you. But so here's the update. So the sample came back clean, which is good.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Because this is not an oil tank, it's definitely treated differently. Because if this was an oil tank, I would be able to just call the DEP and show them that lab result and say, hey, there's no contamination out here. And they would close out your case number. But because it's a gas tank, it's a completely different department. We have to deal with an LSRP. They're basically, they have a completely different process. A lot of other paperwork needs to be put together. So basically what he's recommending at this time is to come out there and basically open up the excavation with his oversight, and then he's just going to sample the excavation. That's the first step. Okay, so he's putting together a price for me right now, and then I'm going to send you over a proposal as soon as I get it. And then the only other hitch here, and this is, we're waiting for feedback from the DEP, is if whether or not they're going to require us to put a bedrock well in, okay? Because you have bedrock there. So we're trying to avoid that because that's going to be expensive. We don't want to do that if we don't have to. But, you're not going to be anywhere near with what they were quoting you as far as, the numbers they were quoting you.
Okay, because I did speak to him again the other day. He's not a nice man. He's awful. So he deals with the realtors in this area. So I spoke to my real estate person, and he's one of the people that are recommended for this area. So she said if he doesn't give me my deposit back, which is $5,700, he said he did a lot of the paperwork, the forms. Now, if he did, that's fine.
It's definitely not $5,700 worth of forms. Like, I could give you a breakdown on what it really should cost for each form that he filled out and all the documents. It's all done online. Like, it's just time. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not $5,700 worth of forms. I can tell you that. And I could, I said, I could put you in contact with my LSRP, the LSRP we work with. He wrote the laws for the LSRP program. So,
He did give me the breakdown of what all the forms are, and I know it's not the $5,700, but he's saying that, and I was so pressured that day that I didn't read all the pages, and he didn't have me read all the pages. He just said, sign here and write me a check, so that's what I did, unfortunately, and on there it says non-refundable. So we can try to, the realtor said she'll call him and tell him that he's going off their list.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's laws with that, as I was saying to you before, with how much you can't just keep it. Even if you have that in your contract, there's certain laws to protect consumers. They can't just put non-refundable deposit. And then, if you were to take him to small claims court, you 100% absolutely would get that money back.
And he really should have done the test when he had it open, correct?
Exactly. If there was no signs of contamination, which we didn't find any out there, this whole thing was so overblown. Like, he should have, first of all, what we would have done if we were your contractor, I would have fought with the townships. I wouldn't even got the state involved. Because give a perfect example. Yesterday we had a tank and we pulled it. It was in Elizabeth, but we pulled it out, had one hole in it, but there was no contamination at all. So, we didn't call the state. We got no case number. I talked to the township, and I told the town. I said, here's the soil from under the tank. We showed them it's clean, and we got them to pass it because, but a lot of these contractors, they just like to make projects and, really they take advantage of people. It's just not okay.
Yeah. He was just very nasty, and, he said, well, I'll try to work with you, but I have plenty of work and I don't need your business. And he was just really rude.
Wow.
really nasty.
No, that's not okay.
No, it's not. I was being calm with him because I didn't want to get into a big, I wasn't going to fight with him.
Of course,
So, all right. So you can just send that through. That'll be great. And
yeah,
then
as soon as I get it, I'll definitely send it over. And then as soon as I get the update from the state as far as like that bedrock well requirement, we're trying to get that so we don't. We're trying to make it so we don't have to do that. I mean, because obviously that's okay. gonna kill your timeline and it's gonna be expensive.
Yeah.
So.
So
we're waiting to hear feedback on that. Like I said, this is an oil tank. I would be able to tell you exactly what the process is. We don't do a ton of gas tanks. We do them, but, you know, I would say 95% of our work is oil tanks. So, you know, we can do the gas tank work. It's just we don't do enough of it to where I know all the ins and outs and a loophole that can help you out, you know?
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So just keep me posted.
Okay, Deborah. It's good talking to you. And
you guys were great. I would recommend you highly.
I appreciate that, and we will be in touch as soon as I get that those numbers from the LSRP. I'll give you a call.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.